Hello and welcome to the Compliance Week podcast. I'm Joe Mont, staff writer for Compliance Week. In this edition, we talk to Hui Wang, Senior Director of Global Risk Sciences at PayPal, about security and anti-fraud efforts at the online payment processor and the company's homegrown system for continuous risk monitoring. That system, which analyzes everything from IP addresses to buying patterns among its 169 million active customer accounts, is used to escalate suspicious transactions for an additional review, both automated and human. We asked Wang to tell us about PayPal's risk team. The company has a unique role in the world of e-commerce, so what are some of the risks and red flags she must monitor for, especially those that are unique to its business model?
PayPal risk team, in particular, is under our chief risk officer, and then we manage not only the financial payment side of the risk. It also manages our credit risk as well as compliance risk. It's all under one our CRO's umbrella. And in particular, I'm as part of this Global Risk Sciences organization. I'm a senior director of Global Risk Sciences. And what we do is we are a team of data scientists and engineers. We are here to build the best, let's say, ammunition. It could be features or models that will support PayPal risk management through various actions to protect the trust on our platform. Regarding what are the major types of risks we are managing, so there are like some of them are more well-known. For example, someone might be using a stolen financial instrument on our platform, or people's PayPal credential might be stolen. That will cause a so-called account takeover on our platform. So these are more kind of common problems people manage. And also, like I mentioned, we manage credit risk as well as compliance, right? But now a few things that are more unique to our platform I would like to mention. So one is because we are a unique end-to-end kind of system. We see both parties. We see consumer, we see seller. So which is a good thing, but sometimes there will be bad guys taking advantage of that, quote unquote. And there is this type called collusion, meaning there is a buyer or a merchant, or maybe it could be the same party. They are working together trying to defraud us. So this is what we call collusion, very unique to our system. There is also, because we are available in over 200 markets around the world, so we're a very big platform, so there are all these organized fraud attacks coming our way, so and which dictates a certain specialized technology we have to build in order to be ready, so which is also very unique to our business.
Many think of AML risks and know your customer demands as something on the regulatory plate for banks. In what ways does PayPal similarly need to address these and how?
So I would say we hold ourselves to the highest standard when it comes to compliance and regulatory requirements. So no different in that sense. But we do take an innovative or say more innovative approach to these seemingly kind of classic problems. So one example is recent years we actually introduced advanced machine learning and our large scale data mining technology into the compliance / anti-money laundering world. And then we want to make sure through intelligence like this we can first meet, of course, all the regulatory and compliance requirements, but also make it as frictionless as possible to our customers.
How much of a threat is fraud for PayPal, and what form does it take?
It's through a combination of like financial losses, as well as our proactive protection payouts, right? So when bad events happen, we actually want to make our users whole, right? So we actually pay from our own pockets to make sure our customers and merchants are protected. And then over the years, we have built a global, massively scalable, modern data architecture. so that we can leverage customer insights from the millions and millions of businesses and peoples that use our platform, and through that we can support our risk management. So very important to call out, we only use data to protect our customers. We don't sell customer data to any third party. We don't share financial data as part of a transaction or share any personal information. That's one very good thing our customers enjoy a lot. And also, because we are such a big global platform, we have vast amount of data, and it gives us unique insight and allow us to accurately establish pattern and footprint or trust our good people, and also in the meantime stop the bad guys as early as possible. So the way we do it, we are able actually to do this more accurately than many people out there, right? So the way we do it is, again, through a combination of our big data, advanced machine learning-based risk decisioning system, as well as our patented industry-leading technology that allow us to catch bad guys before they can ever harm our customers. So this approach, this unique approach, actually has changed the cost of PayPal, and now other businesses will have to start trusting customers more, so that otherwise they will hurt their bottom line.
How does the company aim to detect and mitigate that risk?
As I mentioned, we are available in about 203 markets, and we process over 9 million transactions worldwide every day. And also, we have direct relationship with both sides, consumer as well as merchant. So we are able to build this trusted payment platform that protects our users and limit the liability of our merchants. So the way we do the continuous monitoring is really through our users' life cycle, as people are onboarding our platform, as they are changing their profiles, address, or adding a credit card, and so on, and of course, as they are making a payment. And our philosophy is actually we want to do our risk management as early in the user's life cycle as possible, so that we don't want the fraudsters to hit our customers in any direct way. And the challenge, of course, is daunting, because, again, we are, just to name a few numbers, right? So because we want to give our users the best experience, which means a lot of our risk management actions are happening in real time. We have in the amount of milliseconds to make sure we can make the decision and also the right decision. And also we need our platform to be as scalable as possible because of our sheer transaction volume, right? So to name a few numbers, we process almost 3 million events every second from thousands of flows in our system. And there are 20 to 30 terabyte data coming in every hour, 20 megabytes of data coming to us every second, and then, yeah, over 50,000 metadata of relationships all coming our way, right? So it's really a humongous amount of data being processed in our system within a very, very short time we have as users are interacting with us. And we are able to collect all this data, put them together, triangulate and correlate events across different streams. And then, again, this enables us to be able to make a decision very quickly and then with a very high accuracy in our global scale.
We asked Wang to tell us about the fraud detection system PayPal built and what makes it both unique and effective.
So I think, as in any other, machine learning-based technology and platform, there will always be, we call it the technical language false positive, or like you said, a risk. There is always a risk of legit transactions being flagged. So here what we are doing is we wanted to make sure the experience will be as good as possible, and then we do everything we can to make sure the good dolphins will not be caught in our net, right? So again, we understand our users, their need. And then because of that, we rely a lot on automatic actions. in real time. And we don't want our users to make a transaction, find out a day later the transaction failed, right? So we try to do as much as possible in real time while the user is still on our site interacting with us. And then in our live flow, we actually do what we call an auth flow, authentication flow. So we basically say when we suspect something is not right, we give user a chance to give us more information to prove they are good. And we make the experience very, again, frictionless for our customers. In the meantime, we do have what we call the backend, meaning after a transaction completes, we send some, we have human agents reviewing these cases. There are two goals for doing this. One is actually our human agent or human detectives are looking at these transactions, trying to get insights out of it, and this become our feedback into our automatic system. So our automatic system actually can get better and better with every single transaction every day. And then there are second objective of us doing that, which is to prevent future damage to our system or to our users.
Is there a risk of legitimate transactions being flagged as fraud? If so, how is this addressed? We asked, is it difficult to balance the security requirements of what PayPal does with customers who, frankly, might have a low tolerance for any inconvenience?
It's definitely a very high standard we are holding ourselves to, especially we have to do all these things within a very short time we have, right? So at PayPal, we are always working towards new ways with advanced machine learning and then data as well as establishing digital footprint to give people control without incurring any inconvenience, right? So trust, again, is the most important thing in our relationship with our customers. So things like auth flow I mentioned, right, we are able to interact directly with our account holders so we can enhance trust without adding inconvenience. And we have a very good track record in fraud detection. And we are able to, again, reduce the amount of friction to the minimum while maintaining a very low loss rate. And the way we do it is really by pushing the envelope in the advanced machine learning and the data mining.
What could other companies learn about fraud detection from PayPal's efforts?
I think what we've learned, like fraud detection to do a good job, is really a balance act, right? So we need people with a lot of good business knowledge, deep understanding of the business. We need the best data scientists, and we also need the best engineers. Like, it's really, we need a cross-functional team to make this a success. And then when we build this enterprise fraud management system, also multiple things need to be taken into account to keep a balance between technology and data science. One important lesson for companies who want to adopt similar exercises, really, we want to be clear about what problem to solve and have the right people, again, like I mentioned, from different disciplines, all working together to solve the problem.
This has been the Compliance Week podcast, and we've been talking to Hui Wang, Senior Director of Global Risk Sciences at PayPal. This is Joe Mont, Staff Writer for Compliance Week. We hope you join us again next time.